It's time for Baffled by the Bunch, where today the Smile Drive Bunch is going to try and baffle Aldo. Hi, Aldo. So how are you feeling about Baffled today?
Well, I'm a little nervous, but it's a bit better than Maurice's jokes in the afternoon. Maurice probably will present it in a weird way, Angel in a clever way, and Eugene in a fantastic way.
Okay, well, the joke's still coming up. You never know. Maurice sometimes surprises us. He finds websites that actually work, but maybe he'll surprise you today, Aldo. We're talking about a world where magic and miracles do happen, and it is Walt Disney. We're talking about Walt Disney, the man himself, actually. Now, we know he had an incredible imagination, but with that imagination, he had an incredible fear. What was he afraid of, Aldo? A, afraid of mice. B, the dark. Or C, eggs.
Probably B.
Okay, well, now, of course, one of those is true, and we're going to try and convince you which one we think it is, starting with Maurice.
Aldo, okay. Walt Disney was afraid of mice. Yeah, that's the man responsible for creating Mickey Mouse, one of the most iconic cartoon characters, if not the most iconic cartoon character. He was afraid of mice. It's as simple as that.
Okay.
Why did he make a mouse? Okay. So, you know what, Aldo? It is because of this amazing imagination Walt Disney had. Ever since he was a child, he had nyctophobia, which is a chronic fear of the dark. You know, a good imagination can be great if you draw cartoons, but it can be terrifying when you're looking into a void. It is actually how he started to draw cartoons, to make himself less afraid. Fun fact, it's also why Walt Disney World is so lit up with beautiful lights. He never wanted any moment of that place to be dark because he's so scared of it.
You see, there becomes the clever part of trying to persuade a person.
You're saying it makes sense to you. Because I'm the one telling the truth today. But Eugene's going to try and convince you it's him, and let's hear.
Aldo, here's the fantastic truth about Walt Disney and his fear. Afraid of eggs. Now, Walt found nothing more revolting, nothing more disturbing, and nothing more baffling than the simple round thing that has a shell around it with no holes. You crack it open. There's something else inside that's yellow that also has no holes. It's disturbing. It doesn't live unless it has an embryo. But to him, it is the most revolting thing on the planet, and he feared it greatly.
There was some science in there. We heard the word embryo.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Okay, so Aldo, one of those is true. Walt Disney was famously afraid of one of these things. It's either mice, the dark, or eggs. What do you think it is today?
I still think it's the dark.
You still think it's the dark? Because he had such a vivid imagination.
I think Mickey Mouse becomes out to be a kind, you know, for children. So I don't think it's something to be afraid of or emphasize to be afraid of. Mm. And then an egg is something everybody uses on a daily basis, except if he's allergic to eggs. That would explain if he's afraid of eggs. So most people are afraid of the dark because dangerous things happen in the dark, and that could lead to imagination slowing. So I'll probably go with B.
Well, you see, Aldo, that is some very good logic you've used. But the thing with Baffled by the Bunch is usually we take a fact that's so unusual you can't quite believe it. So today you have been baffled by the bunch because you went with the one that makes sense.
Makes sense to me.
Exactly. It makes sense to me as well. So we would have gotten along just fine. But that means that it's either mice or eggs that Walt Disney was afraid of. And which one is it?
Aldo, the joke is on you today, my friend. Walt Disney was actually afraid of mice. And the interesting thing is, when he created the character of Mickey Mouse, his first name was Mortimer Mouse, but his wife suggested that rather use Mickey. It sounds better. So they ended up with Mickey Mouse.
Oh, wow. That's a really interesting fact. I didn't know that.
So in an attempt to make mice more sympathetic, he developed Mickey Mouse to not be afraid of them. Sometimes your fear can make you billions.
Like our fear of Maurice's jokes in the afternoon.
Oh, goodness. is me.
Aldo, you've been so much fun. And here's another fun fact. Eugene was telling a half-truth. It's actually Alfred Hitchcock who's afraid of eggs.
Yes.
So there is some truth in everything everyone said today. But you were baffled by the bunch.
If you don't know, now you know.